Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for June 6, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Last night, Leo Melamed, Mary Dillon, Rick Bayless, Guadalupe Arce, and Don and Liz Thompson were honored by the Chicago History Museum's 30th Annual Making History Awards at a well-attended event at the Four Seasons Hotel in Chicago. Melamed was the first to be honored and was introduced by CME Group board member and journalist Terry Savage, who used the Wall Street Journal's editorial from the previous day for her introductory remarks. Melamed was presented with the Daniel H. Burnham Making History Award for distinction in visionary leadership. He made the point in his remarks that volume is the best way to measure success, and that when he became chairman of the CME in 1969, the volume of futures traded in the entire world was 12 million contracts. He said last year, 2023, the CME Group alone traded over 6 billion contracts. But even more impressive is that the world volume exploded to 137 billion contracts traded on exchanges all over the globe. That's an increase of over 11,000 times the volume since currency futures were conceived, Melamed said. Melamed said the success perhaps came from what Victor Hugo believed: nothing else in the world is so powerful as an idea whose time has come. Melamed went on to give new words to the famous Carl Sandburg poem about Chicago. Risk capital of the world. Innovator. Conceiver of markets. Player with concepts and nations' derivatives. Stormy, husky, brawling. City of big shoulders. The secret weapon, Melamed said, was the IMM traders, to whom he offered his own poem at the 1982 gala celebration of the IMM's 10th anniversary. Who were the IMM traders? We were a bunch of guys who were hungry. We were traders to whom it did not matter whether it was eggs or gold, bellies or the British pound, turkeys or T-bills. We were babes in the woods, innocents in a world we hardly understood, too dumb to be scared. We were audacious, brazen, raucous pioneers, too unworldly to know we could not win, that the odds against us were too high, that the banks would never trust us, that the government would never let us, that Chicago was the wrong place. Don and Liz Thompson are Purdue University alumni, and both were in West Lafayette, Indiana, at the same time I was. However, Don graduated 6 months after me, and Liz 18 months later. Don also lived in the same dormitory as I did, Cary Quadrangle, though he lived in Cary East and I lived in Cary West, of the country's then largest all-male university dormitory. We did not know each other from Purdue, but our paths may have crossed. Don Thompson would go on to become the CEO of McDonald's from 2012 to 2015. I can't tell you how impressed I was with both of them. They are just outstanding all-around people. The same can be said for the rest of the honorees as well. Congratulations to the Chicago History Museum on selecting an outstanding class of honorees and holding a great event. Trading Technologies is holding a webinar called New Cross-Product Functionality in TT Score to be hosted by TT's Ted Morgan, Jay Biondo, and Dan Langley on Wednesday, June 12th at 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time. It aims to provide detailed overview of TT's score new cross-product models, which help identify suspicious trading behaviors between multiple traders and across various instruments, products, and markets. The webinar will explore scenarios such as automated collusive spoofing and automated spoofing, collusive spoofing, and spoofing. Attendees will also learn about the new customizable models that users can configure. The session will be recorded and shared with all registrants. Additional resources include a guide to trade surveillance models, the TT Score Help Library, and a cross-product functionality white paper. Register with the link in today's newsletter. Lila Forey, CEO of JSC Group, has been appointed by the board of the UN Global Compact Network South Africa, the world's largest corporate sustainability initiative, JSC shared on LinkedIn. Industry veteran Eric Aldis shared on LinkedIn that his wife, Janet, was diagnosed with Crohn's disease last year after multiple hospital stays and a major surgery resulting in temporary ileostomy. She had reversal surgery this year and is now recovering. Janet's Crohn's is aggressive and was likely undiagnosed for over 15 years. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been a valuable resource for them. Janet is the adult honored hero at this year's Take Steps Liberty State Park Charity Walk. For those interested in supporting the walk or contributing to the team's efforts to raise money for the Crohn's Colitis Foundation, click on a link in today's newsletter. Today is the 90th anniversary of the creation of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission with the passage of the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934. The SEC Historical Society shared on LinkedIn. The Chicago Board of Trade building has installed furniture in the lobby of its 1929 building entrance just outside the venerable Sears Cafe. There are lots of different types of seating for conversations and even sitting with a laptop. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were John Palmer to lead new markets at IEX, driving future expansion from IEX, Spaghetti Cannon fillings for 25 hot trend ETF prompt concerns from the Financial Times, and here's what happened in 9 major bubbles in the last 100 years. And what's going on now from MarketWatch. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a special sponsored content message from our friends at FTSE Russell. 4 decades of Russell Indexes Reconstitutions, a CBOE webinar with CME and CBOE. This year's annual Russell Reconstitution is fast approaching with less than 1 month to go until Recon Day when our recalibration of the Russell U.S. indices takes effect. As one of the most widely anticipated market events, Reconstitution ensures that the indices continue to accurately reflect the current state of the U.S. equity markets and their markets capitalization segments. Large cap, mid cap, and small cap, micro cap, industry breakdowns, and style segments. Join experts from Cboe Global Markets, CME, and FTSE Russell who will describe how Russell indices have undergone a series of methodology enhancements over the years and current market opportunities. Register now with the link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from our coverage of FIA Boca. CQG executives discuss AI integration and future plans at FIA conference. At the recent FIA Futures Industry Conference, CQG executives Pat Kenny and Ryan Maroney shared insights into the company's exploration of AI technology and its future plans during an interview with John Lothian News for the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a video, a news story from John Lothian News for me. Symphony CEO Brad Levy sees convergence of traditional and decentralized finance. Brad Levy, the CEO of Symphony, a leading financial services messaging platform, envisions a future where traditional finance, TradeFi, and decentralized finance, DeFi, coexist with the consortium rather than being separate entities. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a story from Bridgewater Associates. The headline, Why the Hurricane Season Matters for the Federal Reserve. The U.S. Central Bank increasingly needs an understanding of meteorology to understand where the economy is headed. While the U.S. Federal Reserve may not want to complicate its policy mandates by incorporating climate considerations, it increasingly needs an understanding of meteorology to see where the economy is headed. Hurricane season started on June 1st, providing timely illustration of the weather-driven challenges faced by the Fed, which holds a monetary policy meeting next week. The U.S. National Oceanic Administration is proceeding with an above-normal rate of 8 to 13 hurricane-strength storms before the end of November. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal, the headline. As NVIDIA stock splits loom, traders swarm short-term bets. NVIDIA mania is sweeping the options market. 19 out of 20 of the most actively traded options fled to NVIDIA that traded on Wednesday expire by the end of this week, Cboe Global Markets show. That is a sign traders are placing short-term wagers on the stock market move. NVIDIA's stock split takes place on Friday, and its most recent ascent is reminiscent of the frenzy that broke out in Tesla shares around the EV maker's stock split in 2020. Options activity led to NVIDIA has been through the roof on Tuesday, with more than $283 billion worth of NVIDIA options traded, compared with $18.7 billion for Apple, according to David Boole at Baycrest Partners. My comment, NVIDIA is going to become even bigger after its stock split, if you can believe that. Here's the top three stories from Wednesday. Our most clicked item Wednesday was our Markets Wiki page for John Palmer, which was the page of the day. Second was the IEX announcement that Palmer had joined the company as a member of the IEX Group Inc. leadership team. Third was New Texas Stock Exchange takes aim at New York's dominance from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Robinhood doubles down on crypto with deal for Blimp. Move comes a month after SEC notice of a potential lawsuit over the broker's crypto offerings. Robinhood is wading deeper into the crypto with a $200 million deal for Bitstamp, despite the Securities and Exchange Commission's warning that it plans to sue the brokerage over its digital assets business. The deal for the crypto exchange comes a month after Robinhood disclosed that it had received a so-called Wells notice that the regulator is preparing to sue the company over alleged violations of securities laws. The acquisition would allow Robinhood to serve institutional crypto clients and expand the crypto offerings internationally, the import said. Bitstamp holds more than 50 licenses and registrations. My comment. There's a Bloomberg story as well for this. Here's another story. This one is a press release from Bakkt Holdings. Bakkt teams with Crossover Markets to power Bakkt X ECN with high performance technology. Bakkt to further its U.S. institutional capabilities with its own high performance trading venue. Crossover Markets to provide cutting edge technology, including customized liquidity solutions combined with ultra low trade execution. Bakkt Holdings, Inc. announced today that the company has tapped Crossover Markets to provide technology to help power Bakkt X, its forthcoming crypto electronic communications network. As institutional interest in crypto grows, the further expanding Bakkt's capability is a key priority, said Ray Komroth, Chief Commercial Officer at Bakkt. With the development of Bakkt X, we are positioning ourselves as an ideal partner for institutions seeking a complement qualified partner venue. This will be a truly groundbreaking solution that fulfills a current unmet need in the futures market. The next story is from the New York Times. The headline: U.S. clears the way for antitrust inquiries of NVIDIA, Microsoft, and OpenAI. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission agreed to divide requirements for investigating three major players in the artificial intelligence industry. Federal regulators have reached a deal that allows them to proceed with antitrust investigations into the dominant rates that Microsoft, OpenAI, and NVIDIA play in the artificial intelligence industry, in the strongest sign of how regulatory scrutiny into the powerful technology has escalated. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission struck the deal over the weekend, and it is expected to be completed within the coming days, according to two people with knowledge of the matter who were not authorized to speak publicly about the confidential decisions. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline: U.S. SEC's Gensler welcomes competition on multiple clearinghouses for treasuries. Gary Gensler, chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, said on Wednesday he welcomed competition around having multiple clearinghouses for U.S. treasuries, though he said there were no formal filing from potential applicants. Currently, the Fixed Income Clearing Corporation, a subsidiary of TradeProcessor DTC, is the country's sole clearer of treasuries. But the competition is set to increase after U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in December adopted new rules that aimed at reducing systemic risk in the U.S. treasuries market by forcing more trades through the clearing business. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lovia News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access podcasts. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.